Okay, we are.
Oh, we hear it. I don't know how.
Yeah, we hear it. We hear it, Baruch Hashem.
Well, that's the reward for coming to Shir, coming to class.
Okay, so we're, again, Mishnah seems to set rules, and the Gemara seems to be bothered by cases that have been left out on both directions. Cases that should have been mentioned because it's part of the rule, and cases that are not fitting the rule. And so far, basically, the Gemara has answered, Kol Mokrim includes cases that weren't mentioned, and Ezazah says there are exceptions to the rule. So whenever you're going to have a kasha, you're going to answer either it fits into a Kol Mokrim, or it's excluded from an Ezazah. But the Gemara is going to go through cases. Yesterday we did three cases. We did the case of a ger that married a mamzeres, which, according to Rabbi Yossi, is a legal kedushin, and yet the halacha is we go by pogum. And our Mishnah said that you go by gershon, by legal kedushin, you go by father, and here you're going by the pogum. And we answered either the Mishnah is going to the ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, or the Gemara answered that it's included in kol makom.
Kol makom is the same as
Kol Mokrim is saying it's not exhaustive, exactly. Not exhaustive.
Ezazah
says that word. Means these are it, not something else. Exclusion.
Exclude many things?
Well, so far, I'm going to review what we have because it's going to be gay again today. It's not like I'm nice and like to review it, just that we have to know this. The Gemara had a first kasha with Gershon Asim Amzeres. And the Gemara answered it's illegal. That was the first answer. The second answer is that it's excluded from Ezazu. Enochinami, it does not fit the rule. It is a legal kedushin that does not go by father. And it's excluded. The Mishnah said Ezazu to exclude. Second question was from Chalul Shanos about Yisrael, where again, totally legal. Yes, it did pasul lakuna. We don't go, people should mute themselves, please. Don't go. Again, please mute themselves. Hear the driving noise and things like that. So, Shanas Sabas Yisroel, that is Kedushin in Ein Avera. Yeah, it is a Kedushin, and the halacha is Havar Elach Achar Asachar, even though it's Chol Shanas Sabas Yisroel. There is Kedushin, there's no Avera, and we go by the father, and we pasul. 1 minute. What's the kasha? Chol Shanas Habas Yisroel, which is a legal kedushin, right? And we go by the zachar, and we call the daughter a chalala. Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? Should be in the Mishnah as case number 4. So the Gemara answered.
What's the
result of halala? She can't marry a kayan.
No, I'm. Who's the
Chalal?
The offering? Who's the
Chalal?
Man.
Again, a Chol married a Bas Yisrael. There's no Avera, and the daughter can't marry a Kayan. She's called the Chalala. She can't marry a Kayan. Right? Why isn't that listed in the Mishnah as one of the cases? And then our answer is, it should have been listed in the first rule. And the Gemara's answer is, because it's going like the story of Rabbi Yehuda that says the kid does not follow the father. She's not a halala. She's 100% kosher. Right, so the daughter is kosher lakuna. Right. Then we asked in the case of Yisrael, Shanasa halala, which is also legal, nothing wrong. And there, the halacha is that Yisrael that marries the Chalala, the kid is not a Chalal, go by the father, and should have been listed. And the answer is, it's included in Kol Mokrim. The reason it didn't list it out is because it would have been too complicated to list it out. So we're going to start again from the next question, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. Frank the Gemara, Veikah the Rabbah Babachana. There's a case of Rabbah Bar Bachana. Damar Rabbah Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yechanan. Mitzri Sheini Shinasa, Mitzri Sheina. Again, a Mitzri, both male and female, are usher to marry Jewish people, the first generation of Geirus, and their offspring. Their grandchildren are called Mitzri Shlishi, and they can marry a Jewish girl. Now, what happens if you have a second-generation Mitzri man marry a first-generation Mitzris woman? Right. So, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted by Rabbi Bar Chana that we go by the father. So here is the case, no Aveira, legal Kedushin, no Aveira, there's nothing restricting a Mitzri Sheini from marrying a Mitzri Sheina, and yet we go by Zachar, which is fine, but why isn't it listed in the Mishnah as one of the cases? And for the Gemara, Tanikom Makom Dereisha Lasuye, that's included in Kom Makom. So yesterday we learned the Rashi, that the reason we go by the Zachar is because it says Levesa, because of they're treated like Yidden Levesa Vesa. That's what we said. Right. I think I'm going to repeat that Rashi because it's an important Rashi in other aspects. B'nash Lishi, the first wide line. Not widest line, first wide line. B'nash Lishi Mutu Lishi Yisraelis. K'dichsev, Dar Shlishi Yav Elohem, the third generation can marry into Yisraelis. The Kibbutz Yesh Kedusha Ben Avera, since it's a legal Kedushin with no sin, the Beis HaVaisim Kreed of Beki Yisroel. We treat them like Jews, but we go by dad. I v'adam minam b'yavamas lahem holach achem psulam. The Gemara dashes from Dar Shlishi Yavid lahem, that we always go by the psul, which is mashma, that we would go by the one that's least kosher, which in this case would be mom. So why are we ignoring that drasha? That drasha is when there was an Avera, the Yesh Kedusha of Yesh Avera, that there was an Avera involved. A kosher Jew, regular-born Jew, married a mitzvah against the law, or a mitzri married a kosher Jewish lady against the law. There, Lehem says, the child gets the psul. That's where we dash in the word lohem, right? V'yesh aveira atzloshe dairis, havlad haylech achra mitzri, the v'yodu lohem ksiv, says lohem, v'achreyem hochem avlonis, it follows the mitzri or mitzris, avla inya mitzri or mitzris, but when it's a marriage between a mitzri and a mitzris of different generations, lehmigmer lehem lehemidi, lehem is not going on that. They both fit being Mitzri. Who Mitzri and Mitzris? Lahem means follow them, not Jews. I'm sorry. Lahem does not mean follow one over the other. They're both Mitzrim. So the pasuk is not going on that. Therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yechon says you go by dad. Question is, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah? The answer is, Kol Malkum is coming to include it. The reason I repeated that Rashi is because they're a part of Rashi's Kasha from Lahem. Rashi's bothered. Lahem tells me go by the Psul, so why shouldn't the Mitzri Sheni to marry the Mitzri Shreshina? Kid should be more Psul and be a Mitzri Sheni. Rashi's answer is, Lahem is a contrast between Jews and Mitzrim. Therefore, you go by Lahem. But when it's two Mitzrim, they're both Lahem. Therefore, there's no indication in the pasuk that I should go by the worst one.
If a Jew marries a Dor Sheni, let's say Dor Sheni, does
that
count start all over again?
No. No, kid's a Dor Shlishi.
Even though it was brought upon by an Aveira?
Doesn't make a difference.
No. She's
not
Shlishi.
She
can marry a Jew.
Yeah, the Shlishis can marry a Jew.
In the case of Yisrael Shnas and Mitzris, that can't be in our Mishnah because it's over there, right? Why isn't that case in our Mishnah?
It is. It's included. Meaning, why isn't that case in the Mishnah? You're right. I don't know.
That's
no. Yesh Kedushin. Yesh Kedushin. Yesh Avera. You have to say Kol Makom.
What? No. That's what you're saying. The word never said that.
Yeah, you asked a good question. Why didn't the Gemara ask him that? I don't know the answer.
Second set?
If it's into the second set, it's like Yisrael marrying a Mamzeres.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why does Rashi call him Beis HaVaisim? How much Beis HaVaisim means?
The father's house.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's what happened here. again, hold a second. They're Jewish. They're Megayer.
Right, but that's not okay.
So we go by father. Rashi's saying we treat him like a yid. We go by the father. There was no Avera. We go by the father.
I get it.
Based on Leitzam. It is based on Leitzam. It's their father. Rashi's more than that. Rashi's not just using a language. He's saying that's the source. How do I know you go by the father? Where does it say that? Rashi says, unless there is something wrong, there's no reason not to go by the father. So I think of my writer. Vayeka. I'm sorry, Ilu Rav Dimi, the Amar Shani Avi. Right, so Rav Dimi says we go by mom. Here was a Mitzvahishin to marry Mitzvah Shishayna. Rav Dimi Paskins, not like Rabbi Bachana quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the kid is a Shani. So why isn't this the case? This is not like the rules. It's the Eshkedushin, Ein Avera, and we're going by mom. Zog the Gemara, Tana Ezezu, Lemute. Rashi. Rav Dimi Dam Rabbi Yochanan Zepay Karol Zeshenihu. The Yalav Lu Mashu Yivoldu. He learns it out from the Pasuk of Asher Yivoldu. Tala Akasa Beleda. The Pasuk makes it depend on the one who gives birth. The member of the Basar Imei Shadinale. We go by mom. That's not right. Midulek Siv Asher Yilidu. It says Yivoldu. That tells me mom. So why isn't it? It's not following the rules. The Mishnah said the rule is. I'm sorry. I have a cold or an allergy. I don't know what happened this morning. The rule is you go by Zachar, and we're not going by Zachar. Answer is, Ezezu is Lamutai. A Mitzvah Rishon married a Mitzvah Sheni. A Mitzvah Sheni married a Mitzvah Rishon.
Okay, and we.
Rav Dimi Paskin to go by mom. Not like Rabbi Baba Chana just said. It's an argument, what Rabbi Eichelin said. It's an argument in Rabbi Eichelin. Rabbi Bachar was quoting Rabbi Eichelin. Rabbi Dimi also was quoting Rabbi Eichelin. He doesn't say that here, but it says that in Yevamos. Zog to Gemara Vayta Ve'ika. There's another case that the Mishnah didn't discuss. The Chiyasi Rabbi Nam Rabbi Eichelin, when Rabbi came, and he said in the name of Rabbi.
Different than any case of Tana B'Shayer. We never had. Before we even go to these words, it always says, oh, we left out two, three, so what? And we never say, why don't my wife? Is it because we did put some in already? Is that why?
I think what bothers the Gemara is Kolmokum. Kolmokum seems to say it's more, again, it's a rule. And Ezezu seems to say, these are the cases of the rule. So it bothers the Gemara more than regularly when you don't have that kind of wording at the beginning and at the end. Frank the Gemara, there's more cases. This Gairu, by Goyim, you follow the Zachar. Which means, that if you have a guy, an Amman guy, not Megayer, regular Shagans, Amman guy, marry a mistress, the kid's an Amman. It's Goyim. You have a Knani, who's like Chaya Kol Neshama, marrying a mistress, marrying a Persian. The kids from the Zion Umos. You have a Persian marry a Canaanite lady. The kid is a Persian. That's the halacha by Goyim. Always go by dad. This Gairu. Okay. What? Again, halachically, we consider them the nation of their father. You're right. We say Zeremis, we don't know that it's the father. We assume that it's the father for these halachas. This Gairu. Well, what do you mean? Zayin Umos are treated differently than other Umos. Amayinim are treated differently than Mitzrim. They're different halachas, sure.
Mitzri, you give to third generation, you can...
Yeah, they're not Yidden yet. Yeah. They're Goyim. Nizgairu, if they became Gairim, and they each carry with them some baggage, Amayin, Mitzri, halachah pogim shebishneim. You follow the worst of the two. Now here is no Avera. They're allowed to marry each other. They're Gerim. There's no restriction of a Ger Amayni to marry a Geyeris mistress. None at all. And the halacha is, you go by the worst one, not by the dad. Yesh Kedushin, Ein Avera, and you don't go by the dad. What? That's not true. No, one second. An Amayin and Mayav can be Megayer, they can become Rosh Hashivas, they can get Master Yaina, they can sit in the Mizrach Vans, they're regular Yid. They're not allowed to marry into a Jewish girl. That's their only restriction. They are regular Gerim. 100% Gerim. You can count them to Minyan, their kosher la'edis for Kedushin, they're regular Gerim. Depending if Kal Gerim make recall.
Rabbi, why can't they become Rosh Hashiva?
Because there's a restriction of a Ger becoming a leader. Becoming a Bekar, there's a Pasik Bekar Vachacha, we'll have it later in Kedushin, that says that a Ger can't be appointed to a position of authority. And the question is whether this is a big Shiloh and Paiskim, that's why I was backed off. There's a big Shiloh and Paiskim whether a Shashiva is called a position of authority because he works for his students. So is he the boss, or is he an employee, or is he his student's employee? There's a big shayla in Paiskim. It's halacha lemaisa. It's a big shayla. Can a ger be appointed to Rosh Hashiva? Because you're not allowed to appoint the ger as a governor, or as a mayor, or as any position of authority. Mashenki, the question is Rosh Hashiva called authority? Or is he really an employee of those who, of the bachurim in the yeshiva, who make him work? This is a big shayla in Akhreinu lemaisa. That's why I played around at the beginning. I said one way, then I backed down, because it's a question. But Ger is restricted from becoming a position of authority. He's not allowed to be a leader. We learn out that a Ger is great. He becomes 100% a Jew, but he can't become a king. And we learn out that not only a king, but any position of authority. And again, this will be discussed later in Kedushin. There are exceptions to that rule as well.
Just out of curiosity, Rabbi Akiva, Reish Lakish, these were just people with different kinds of paths. These were not Gerim.
Exactly. The question is Shmaya Vavtalion. They were Gerim Pashtas, and they became the head of the Nasi of the Reish Bezen, and Tysus asked that Kasha, and there are different answers given about that. But 100%, that is, your husband, Rabbi Akiva came from a family of Gerim. Reish Lakish, I don't even think, came from a family of Gerim. Reish Lakish was a robber. It doesn't say that he came from a family of Gerim. But Rabbi Akiva did. But he came from a family of Gerim. Shmaya Vavtalion is the question, the big question, because they were the leaders, and they were Pashtas, they were Gerim. One of the truths sometimes says is that they came from Gerim, but they themselves weren't Gerim. But Pashtas, Shmaya Vavtalion, were Gerim. And Tysus says, the gotcha, so how could they have been Nazi and Abed? Yes?
As far as positions of authority, do I accurately recall the one that says that the people in positions of authority came from the
Herufra? No, you're not recalling it correctly. The Gross that you're quoting, or I should say maybe misquoting, it says, says that before Mashiach comes, those who lead Klal Yisrael will be from the Herufra. He didn't say that that's not what's supposed to be. He's saying that part of the Einish of Klal Yisrael and Golus is going to be that the leaders of Klal Yisrael right before Mashiach comes, whatever that means, will be from the Erev Rav, not so clear. But whatever that means, that's what will happen. That's what he says. He does not say that that's that's the right thing to be. He's just pointing out.
No,
number one. Number two, the question is what it means by the Erev Rav. These are all Yidden that have been Yidden. They can trace their lineage back. So I don't know what it means, what the Gra means, but that's what the Gra says in Eved Shleim. Yes, so that is true. Yes.
May I able to hire one be my warehouse manager?
I think you want to know if you can hire a guy to be a warehouse manager. I think you can hire him to be a warehouse manager, especially because in your warehouse they probably won't have any employees under him. He'll be doing all the work himself. So he'll be an authority over nobody. There was no problem with Rebbe Akiva.
Or was he a ger?
He was not a ger.
That's for sure, he was not a ger.
No, Rebbe Akiva came in Mishpachas Gerim.
Okay, and what happened to the child of these two
gerim? So they get, the Gemara is going to explain, but Pashtas, they get the Pogrom Shemishneyam, which means whatever parent is the worse off in halacha, I use the word worse off, that's what the kid gets.
And the following generation?
Same thing.
It goes forever.
It goes forever.
Okay.
Which is worse here?
I mean, we haven't said anything. That's what we're getting. Let's just do the halacha. Where's the Tyson Shmaya Baptalion? I have to remember that also. And this is Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. Why isn't it listed? This is Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira, and we don't go by the Zohar. Dr. Gemara, Tana Ezezu Lemute. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Vayiki Gabi Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira, Havarach HaPogamu. The Chiyasar Rabin, Umas HaLachachar Zohar, Ish V'Isha HaBom Mishnei Umas, could come on like the Gemara will explain later. This is Gairu. Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira, like we will see later. The rule said, no avery, go by the male. Tana is a zoo, the racial and mutil. Let's read the masnitsin. Why call the kayo? It's not an absolute rule. The race is the most of the rub of lekalak shuri and the maim of anistim and masnitsin. Why don't we ask from the beginning that by two guardian you go by the zachar? Shouldn't that be listed in the Mishnah as one of the cases you go by the Zohar? So Rashi, no, because we're talking about Jews. The Masnitsin B'Yesh Kedushin Ma'iri. The Mishnah is talking about Yidden. Bahani, the Loin is Gairu, two Gayim, ain't Kan Kedushin. Doesn't belong in our Mishnah. Rashi is pointing out, could have asked in the first case, right? A Persian guy marries a Canaanite lady, we go by the Persian. Why does the Mishnah say that two Gayim that marry go after the Zohar? The answer is, because there's no Kedushin. Our Mishnah is talking about Yesh Kedushin. Zag the Gemara now, Haimad. Meaning, we're asking a general question on this sugya that we answered all kinds of different answers for different cases. Now, we have two Kalmakums and two Azazus. So the Gemara at this point thinks that each one should be including or excluding, right? They should all follow a pattern. So, Iyam Rabbi Shloima. If you say, Masnisin Rabbi Yehudahi, that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda that a ger cannot marry a Mamzeres. If you remember, the original question was, why didn't the Mishnah list a ger marries a Mamzeres? Yesh Kedushin, Ve'ein Aveira, according to Rabbi Yaisi, ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. And the Mishnah did not list that we it's not following the rules. The rule says when there's no Aveira, you go by the boy, and get married to Mamzeres, you don't go by the boy. So the Gemara had answered, that is going like a Yehuda, who holds a Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. So therefore, it doesn't belong in the first set, belongs in the second set. So the Gemara said, so why isn't it in the second set? So the Gemara had answered, Kol Mokum includes. So now, according to that, we have a whole list. Bishlam Masnis Rabbi Yehudi, Kol Mokum the Resha, but it says Kol Mokum in the first set, which means we didn't list all the cases where the halacha applies. Lasuya Yisrael Shinas the Chalala. That would include a case where Yisrael married a Chalala, right? It is not an Aveira, it is Kedushin, we go by the father. The Mishnah didn't list it, it's included in Kol Mokum.
This is the first time we ever had that?
No, we had it before.
No, you saw Shindasa Kamala.
We had it, right? About 10 lines earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Now, we're summing up now.
Right, good, good.
We're summing up and saying, according to Yehuda, we can go through the Mishnah now. Yeah. The first Kol Mokum includes Yisrael Shindasa Kamala and the Rabba Babakhada. A case of Mitzri Rishon, she married a Mitzri Sheni, they married a Mitzri Rishonah. According to Rabba Babakhada, we go by the father. The Mishnah didn't list it. It's included in Kol Mokum. So Kol Mokum of the first one includes two cases. The Ezezu, and then the Mishnah in the first set says that there are exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions? Duravdimi, Queen Duravdimi, a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzri Shreshina, no Aveira, but we go by the Pogum. Right? It's an exception to the rule. And Ravin. Ravin, two Gerim, they marry, we go by the Pogum, even though Yesh Kedusha Vein Aveira. So those are the two exceptions of Ezezu. So Kol Mokum includes two things according to Rabbi Barbachana, and Ezezu excludes two things according to Rav Dimi, meaning either Rabbi Barbachana or Rav Dimi is right. According to Rabbi Barbachana, we include two in the first and exclude one. According to Rav Dimi, we exclude two and we include one. What? That's what we're including and not including. You don't have this too light. I don't know where you got it from. Kol Mokum the Sefer, Basuya Gershon Asa Mamzeres. And Kol Mokum the Sefer comes to include again in Mamzeres, Tinavera. The Mishnah didn't list it. It's included in Kol Mokum. So we covered what Kol Mokum of the Resha includes, what Ezezu of the Resha excludes, and what Kol Mokum of the Sefer includes. Eli Amr to be icy. But if you say the Mishnah is not going to be icy, so that means you're telling me that Gershon Asa Mamzeres is not an Aveira. So it doesn't belong in set number two. It belongs in set number one. So Kol Mokum de Resha Kedamaron. Kol Mokum de Resha is going to include those we said before. Ezezu Kedamaron. Ezezu is going to exclude the ones we said before. But what are we going to include from Kol Mokum of the Sefer? Ela Kol Mokum de Sefer, that's who you might. According to Rabbi Yossi, nothing is being included in the second Kol Mokum. If Kol Mokum has to include something, so in the Resha, we included the things in Kol Mokum, we excluded from Ezezu. In the Sefer,
what's the Resha?
Resha is the case of Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, first category. Okay. I'm sorry, Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, and the Sefer is Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira. So in the Resha, we were looking for cases that we could add, and we came up with one or two. You had the case of Yisrael Shinasa Chalala, and you had the case of Mitzri Rishon married Mitzri Shaina according to one or the other. Ezezu excluded one or two. It excluded, but the two Gerim marry each other, we go by the Pogum even though there's no Aveira. And according to Rav Dimi, it excluded Mitzri Rishon that married Mitzri Shaina. Again, we go by the Pogum. But what's Kol Mokum of the Sefer coming for? What are we adding from Kol Mokum of the Sefer? One second. According to Yehuda, we're adding from Kol Mokum the Sefer a ger to marry the Mamzeres. It's an Aveira, right? It should have been listed in the Sefer. It's not listed. It's included in Kol Mokum. But according to Yossi, that's not in the Sefer because it's not an Aveira. So what case is being included in Kol Mokum of the Sefer?
But is Rosie's case it would be in the Kolmukh and Risha.
Correct.
Yes, three things.
Correct.
Oh, so that's a problem with that.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is you have a Kolmukh and Risha that's excluding that. That's not adding anything. So like the Gemara, one teretz at least covered what Kol Malkum the Sefer is going to include. So it makes sense. Kol Malkum includes this. Eitzu excludes this. Kol Malkum includes this. According to the Rabbi Yaisi, Kol Malkum of the Sefer is not going to include anything. Zok the Gemara, that's not a question. Because Eitzu of the Sefer is not excluding anything. Teretz is, the Mishnah is stylus. The first case we had to write it to include and exclude. And once we wrote it in the first case, we wrote it in the second case. So you don't have a question. So to Gemara Tameich, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Eitzu the Sefer Las Amelie. What is Eitzu excluding? Ella, I did the 20 Reish Eitzu, Tana Sefer Eitzu. There it is, it's style. Hakanami, I did the 20 Reish Kalmakim, Tana Sefer, Sefer Kalmakim. So don't ask me what we're going to include or exclude. The Sefer is stylistic. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kalmakim includes something. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it does not. And you can live this way, because you see, Eitzu zoo of the Sefer doesn't exclude anything. Rashi.
But you can say, if you use this thing as stylistic, if you at least use part of no.
Right. Rashi. Hi, Mai. A sugya this might impart. We're asking on this sugya. Shanina Lel. One of the terutzim we gave, that the Mishnah can go the Ger Shinasa Mamzeres, is going like Rabbi Yaisi. So Yam Rabbi Shlaim Rabbi Yehudi, that my Ger Asa Mamzeres. If you say Ger is Asa Mamzeres, Lefichach B'nai HaLechach HaPogim, right, Tzkidin Kom Bakim Shiesh Kedusha V'yesh Aveira, that's included in the second set. Ikel Lechutze Kom Bakim Masnisa Lasu Yamai, Ve'ezezu Lamutimai. We can go through the Mishnah, figuring out what every Kol Malkum does and what Eizazu does. My Kol Malkum to Reisha, what does the Kol Malkum of the Reisha do? That's the Yisrael Shanasa Chalola, the Bita Ksheira. Should have been listed, not listed because it's included in Kol Malkum. Udurabba Babachana, Mitzvah Shani Shanasa Mitzvah Shana, the Yesh Kedusha Vein Aveira, Chavat Shlishi. Ve'ezezu l'mutin d'ravdimi d'ravim, claimer, ve'ezezu d'reisha, the mashmienu that teaches us. Avo ba'al meloy azo achar zachar. Right, it's saying that other cases you don't follow the male. The mashma, it's supposed to be, not the mashmienu. The mashma, avo ba'al meloy azo achar zachar. Yisrael like ravdimi, da'av mitzvah sheni, shenas mitzvah shushayna b'na sheni. Koin d'ravdimi, we don't go by the Zachar. Ashminezes do the Masnis and the Mutei. Hard to ask about the Zachar. But this is an exception. The Chom Malkum the Reisha, like Tehsel Yisor Shanas the Chalola. Then obviously you're not going to include Rabbi Barbachonda in the Reisha if you hold on Krem Nibi. Uk the Rabbim, Dominus Gai Rahal Chalapagum. But the Asach the Zachar, and it also excludes Rabbim that says that when there are two Gaim that are Megaya, you go by the Pagum. Baba Gamdein Avera. But he's really like Rabbi Babachana, Masina Levi Kol Malkum the Reisha, Ve'ezezu L'mutin Rabbi Nehuda. Meaning Rabbi Babachana and Rabdimi are not, you can't do both. If you hold like Rabbi Babachana, you leave out Rabdimi. If you hold like Rabdimi, you leave out Rabbi Babachana. Kol Malkum the Sefer, Yesh Kedusha V'yesh Aveira, Lassu Yeger Shinasa Mamzeres, for Rabbi Yehuda. It includes a Ger to marry the Mamzeres to go into Rabbi Yehuda. Yesh Aveira, Dabbada L'chacha Pogim, Dabbada Mamzer. That works. There's nothing to include. And the answer is it's style. By the way, Abram, according to MBIC, it's not Kol Malkum that includes Gershon Asa Mamzeres. It's Eizazu that excludes it, because we're going by Pugum, even though there's no Avera.
You mean the
Reisha.
Reisha.
Gershon Asa Mamzeres, according to Rabbi Yaisi, is the exclusion with no Avera, and we don't go by the Zachar. It's an exception to the rule.
Oh, that's going to be the
Yosef. That's the old Gershon Nassim Amtaris is legal, but the kid is going by the Pugim.
Oh, right, right, that's really easy.
The Mamzer. What? That's only by Chol Shnas Abbas Yisrael.
Oh, not that. Not that. He doesn't
know
that. The problem is Mamzer because, let's say he married, let's say Amoni married.
We're not talking about Amoni now.
But what if it was?
Let's do the next Gemara, and after the next Gemara, if you have any questions, more than glad to try to answer them. Gufa. Now we're going to go into what we just quoted, with two guys marrying each other, you go by the male, and two gay marrying each other, you go by the pogum. The Gemara is going to go through the cases. Gufa. By Goyim, you go by the male. This guy What is the case that by Goyim you go by the male? Who cares? Who cares who the parents are? They're Goyim. The Gemara of Tanya. We'll give you an example. A Persian guy lived with a Canaanis lady. The Hoylid Ben. Now the halacha is the Sheva Umais, there was a mitzvah Litzchaya called Neshama. Non Sheva Umais, there's no mitzvah you have to kill them out. You can buy them as slaves. If they're an Eretz Yisrael, you can buy them as slaves. They're not Canaanim. They're not from the Sheva Umais. What if it's a mixed marriage? Mom is from the Sheva Umais, and dad is from a different nation. That married a Knanis. The Hoyland Ben. So the son has a Persian father and a Knanis mother. Shata Rishah Liknaisib Evan. That you're allowed to be by him as an Evan. Tamad Lamer Begamib Nehat Shavim Hagaramimachim. From the settlers that live amongst you. Right? The Pasuk says, Mehem Tiknu. You can buy. It's like Chaya called the Shema. But to shove him are people that came to live here because their mother lived here. That's how we're translating to shove him. They came to Eretz Yisrael to live in their mother's country, but they're not from the Sheva Umais. Now, that means their mother is, their father isn't, and you're allowed to buy Evan Vama. That's what the bride to learn. Rashi.
This is an exception.
What do you mean exception? Exception to what?
You go after the mother when she's a...
You don't. You go by the father.
Referring to the mother.
No. The man to shavim means their mother is a Canaanis and their father is a Persian. You're allowed to buy them as an Eved Vama because you go by father.
You can't buy them because a Canaanim you have to destroy.
Exactly.
I thought maybe this is what Heinzel said.
There's no kedushin. Nobody's from a kedushin. They had kids.
But there's no. You don't look at. It's just like two animals.
Right. So that was Heinzel's question.
That's what you asked today, right?
Yes, he did. He asked. And he said that we don't know who the guy's father is. So how do you know the guy's father was a person?
That part,
that's what he asked. That's what you're asking.
No,
you're not. You're asking the same thing.
I thought I was adding. There are two animals. So who cares?
Well, the parrot cares. This is a mitzvah. It's chayak on the shabbat.
Their semen is.
Again, we went through this again. Let's try it again. When the shabbat almost you have to kill out.
Yeah.
They're animals. Why are you killing them out? You just told me they're animals. The Torah said you're mechuyav to kill the Sheva Umais. That means the Torah is recognizing them as a nationality, as a people.
Why do we call them Canaanim? Why do we use that name? Oh.
That is a very good question. I think the Rishonim asked the question. And I think, why are Evan Canaani called Evan Canaani when you're not even allowed to take your Canaani as an Evan? I believe the Rishonim asked the question. And they answered that the first Eved was Canaan. Ara Canaan, Eved Avadim Yilechav. So therefore, all of them are the siyaches tiknan. That's the answer they give. What? I don't remember. It says she was Nizgayer. She was Nizgayer. I mean, she comes again. She's not from the Shevelumas.
Amalekah can be
Megayer
before you destroy him.
It's a big machlokes, whether you Mekablum Gerem Amalekah or not.
In other words, one side does say you can't.
Correct. He's not an Amalek, he's a Jew.
So would this also refer to a Kanani?
Again, the Sheva Umas were allowed to be Megayer before the Yidden got there, that's for sure.
And afterwards?
That's the Shiloh. The Gevaynim pulled up, right? They were allowed to be Megayer. Anyone of the Sheva Umas that wanted to be Megayer before the Eden conquered that Yisroel was 100% accepted.
And today we have no idea who's...
Correct. We have no idea who's who. We go by Raiv. We go by Raiv. Raiv Gayim are not from the Sheva Umas. Raiv Gayim are not Amaynim. Raiv Gayim are not Mitzrim. We have no idea. And the country means nothing. Because of Sancherev and Bilbo's Kalumas, Sancherev came and messed everything up.
I do look homeroom. What was he called to Rove? Rove what?
Rove Gayim.
Which is Rove Nations.
Rove Gayim are not Amalekim. Rove Gayim are not Mitzrim. I, the country, the Gayim that come from Egypt, or from Amman, Jordan, where it's Amman. That's what Amman means. Right. The answer is, Sancherev came and mixed everybody around. So you don't know who's living where. The Egyptians aren't the original Egyptians. Amaynim aren't the original Amaynim. That's the Heter. It's a Gemara, by the way. It's a Gemara in Brachas.
Esav married the Basya Yishmael.
Yes.
Do we know who's at that time? Who was the Ishmaeli?
Absolutely. Yishmael just died.
Yeah.
In fact, he just died after Esav married his daughter, but his marriage was his daughter. It wasn't like 100 years later.
Children?
Who?
Esav married the
Yishmael's daughter.
I'm sorry?
He married Yishmael's daughter.
Right. And so what was their children?
Esav's Edom.
Oh, because you go after the father.
No.
Okay.
And anyway, what difference does it make if they're Edom? I mean, they've got three generations. We don't know who Edom is today anyway.
Rabbi?
Yes.
How does the Brisa know that the Pusuk is referring to a mixed marriage when it's referring to Gerim? Why is it assuming that one is a Kanani and one is not? Why can't we just interpret it that Gerim is a existing couple from somewhere else that had children once they moved to Eretz Canaan?
Rashi will explain.
Okay.
Rashi will explain why we dash this. Rashi's bothered by the same question. Look, Rashi. Minayin lecha minayin ba'umas halachachar ha-zachar. L'may hukasi yesh lahalachachar ha-zachar. Kol's marshal in this gyro. First of all, what difference does it make? And the minayin lecha minayin ha-zachar is in it. And how do you know that halacha is true? Minayin lecha minayin ba'umas shaba'ilam she'enim ba'umas shalaret Yisroel. It's not one of the seven nations, Shamar HaKasar Aleim Lishchayak on the Shamba, that the Pasuk said, obliterate them. Shabbat Aknanis, Shehei Bechlau Lishchaya, that should be Bechlau Lishchaya. Abu Adin Lechivis, Levusis, El Shekulam, Nikra Mashem Knani, Lechiv Eretz Knan. I think the word that's supposed to be Shehei Bechlau Lishchaya, not Shehei. That the mother is Bechlau Lishchaya, and Knan is just an example. Shata Rishad Lekhnaisi Be'evid, the Shadidu Le'bas HaZokar, we send them by the mail, Umutu Lechayitzim, and you can keep them alive. Tamilayim Regam Ibn Atishavim. Now here comes Rashi, is going to explain this Rasha. who elmine before the pasuk says, "Va'avduchav amascha shiulucham eis hagoyim ashesidaseichem." Your servant or maidservant that you have from the nations around Eretz Yisrael, chain of izayinu mois, mehem tiknu avadiyama. So the pasuk allows you to buy other nations as slaves. Right? You come to Eretz Yisrael, you will have a nation, a neighbor, Persia, Assyria, and Babylonia. You can buy them as slaves. Then it says, v'gam b'nei atishavim. Now what is the pasuk adding? If it's to tell me that it's other nations, we said that already. V'samachlei, v'gam b'nei atishavim. What is the pasuk adding when it says also b'nei atishavim? Kloima. The pasuk is adding not only nations that have no trace of the Sheva Umais, those who come from other countries to live here, and they have children from the locals, so the pasuk is, by writing this extra pasuk, it said you could buy other goyim. Why all of a sudden does it have to say v'gam b'nei atishavim? It's saying foreigners came here, married local, their children you can buy. That's saying go by the male, don't go by the female. So I think, Harvey, that answered your question.
Even though the
b'gam
by
Eknanis is strong. No b'gam by yes, there is, but it doesn't make a difference. But umayis halach achar azachar. They're goyim. At goyim point, we don't care. It's exactly what we're learning out.
When do we care? When
Brother said, when they're goyim, we don't care. When they become gerim, we do care. And by the way, if Kanani becomes a gerim, there's no pgam. Pashtus. Dr. Gemarbeit, Yochel Av Evet Shabbat Shivchem and Umayt. Supposed to be Knani. Shabbat Al Achas Min Umayt. That's how they changed the years. A guy, a Knani, marries a different woman from a different country. What if a Knani man has a child from a Persian woman? It said that they changed the years. I have it on the side of the Gemara. Eisbohad and Archgold probably has it as a letter. Look at the letter, and it says to change the Gersa. By me, it's on the side of the Gemara. Yachol Af Aknani Shabal Akas Min Umayt V'Hoymid Ben Chapter Rishon L'Kleis of Yevon. I would think that even if the father is a Knani and the mother is a Persian, you can buy him. Talmud Leim Asher Lidu Ba'artzichem. Asher Lidu means they came here to give birth with the locals. V'loy min agarim ba'artzichem. Not if the man was a local and the woman was a stranger. Right? Nilodim ba'artzichem indicates that the man came from afar and had a child here. Garim ba'artzichem means that they got born somewhere else. The father, the Knani, went somewhere else, had the child, and the son moved back to his father's place. And that you cannot buy from an Evan. Only the one that the mother is a Knanis, not the one that the father is a Knanis. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I think we're going to leave this Rashi for tomorrow. It's a little bit of a complicated Rashi. Sorry?
Evan?
Yeah, Evan and Shivcha. It's not me that took it out. On my side of the Gemara, it says, Sarah Klamer, Haknani Shabal Achas Min Umayt. Listen, I'm not responsible for Arch Club.